Is your wife still living there?
Well, I've got now, yeah.
You married twice, then?
Yeah.
Your first one died?
Yeah. She had arthritis, and she took so much medicine for that.
She didn't have the crippling kind, now. It is a kind that just makes you hurt all over. Your muscles. Just pain the life out of her. She suffered 3 or 4 deaths before she ever passed away. But she was, this boy's mother, we had 3 children. 2 daughters and a boy. He's the baby. Little old scummy thing. Anyway.
Miss, when did she die, I asked her?
In 62. April 25th in 62.
You've been married then? About 4 years, hadn't you?
Well, I just like from April the 25th to December the 15th, been 50 years. I married in 1912, first time.
You said she was from Phillips County?
Yeah. She was out of a big family of girls. And they're all gone. Every one of them dead. Brothers and sisters both. But I got a wife now, just like from July 17th to January the 11th. Being as old as I am.
She's 84? Was she born out of Phillips County?
Well, she born in Lee County too, up at Rondo.
Well, can you tell me about the first house you lived in? What was it like? What did it look like?
After I married?
Yeah.
When I was growing up.
Well, when you were growing up and then the one after you married, describe it to me.
Well, sir, the house I was raised up in was a great big old L-shaped house. Box house, and there wasn't any ceiling in it, overhead ceiling. We could lay there and see the stars through the cracks in the board on top at night. And if it snowed, it'd shift in on you, you'd feel it. But we wasn't sick much. Of course, all families have more or less sickness of some kind, you know, but that didn't hurt us. We had a big heater in our room where the boys slept. Had a fireplace in the room where father and mother slept. 2 beds in their room, and the little boys, younger than me, slept over there. And 2 or 3 of us on the other side in that other room, or 2 beds in there. Then we had a little old side room, too.